Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. My name is Daryl Kwao. Coming up this morning, Ghana Investment Promotion Center says current economic challenges have not impacted on attraction of capital investment, insisting there has rather been a sudden uptick over the past months. We hear from the chief executive, Yofi Grant. Also coming up, insurance sector players advised to venture into agribusiness to encourage banks invest in agriculture. And on today's Business Journal, we hear from basket weavers in the Upper East Region calling for some attention to make their business attractive. Details coming up. Oh, happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to our friends listening from Koforidua on KTU Radio. First up, the current economic challenge facing the country has not in any way impacted negatively on investment attraction. That's a view of Chief Executive of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Yofi Grant. He insists there has rather been an increase over the past months as most investors are concerned about the outlook of the economy. Mr. Grant has been speaking on PM Express Business Edition.
I have not had a minute to myself today since I got to the office around 8 o'clock. There are investors coming in, there are queries coming in, there are letters asking you to be...
But it's not just there. About the talk. I'm saying, are they coming in? Are they now taking
they
steps to move beyond just the talk?
Indeed.
That prospect established
yes.
to firms.
Over the past 3 days, I've had to receive delegations in our conference room. 2 days ago, we had a good sort of breakfast business summit with a group of Swedish and Danish investors who are looking at repositioning in Ghana for very good reason. I'm sure you are aware that next week we actually have the German Chancellor here coming with a very high profile group of business people.
To do what?
They are looking at the Ghana opportunity. And like I said, Ghana, I think we have been able to probably scream loudest about what you can, the partnerships we want. And so Ghana is extremely high on the radar of many of these countries.
You heard Yofi Grant there, he's chief executive of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, and there is a repeat of that conversation this morning on the Joy News channel at 11. Government says it has disbursed $315 million from foreign direct investments to the agriculture sector. According to Deputy Finance Minister Dr. John Kuma, this is to support ongoing projects. The move follows recent complaints by players along the agri value chain that financial institutions provide very little support to players in the sector. Speaking at the presidential roundtable discussion with development partners on the Planting for Food and Jobs program, Phase 2, Dr. Kuma assured that the fresh allocation is part of efforts to address the challenges.
All of us, the private sector, the government of Ghana, our development partners, have certainly tried to play our respective parts and are encouraged by the feedback that came from the previous panel discussion on the role of development partners. I believe that as we act and work together, we can make tremendous progress working together. We have disbursed a little over $350 million from our development partners to support ongoing agricultural projects. Projects like the 27 million savanna agricultural value chain development, 36.6 million for agricultural sector investment program, 103 million USD Ghana commercial agricultural projects, among others.
Deputy Finance Minister Dr. John Kuma. Now, insurance sector players have been urged to explore opportunities in the agri sector. This is according to the Director of Research, Consultancy and International Relations at the African College of Insurance and Social Protection, Dr. Anselmi Anselmi. He explained that more investments in the agri space could foster a good relationship for both entities. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the International Certification in Inclusive Insurance.
Economic analysis of growth of China shows that the agriculture sector had 6 times contribution to its tremendous achievement, more than the manufacturing and the tertiary sector or the service sector. Therefore, there is evidence already that if we do properly in the agriculture sector, we'll be able to transform the other sector and the whole economy.
Dr. Anselmi Anselmi is Director of Research, Consultancy and International Relations at the African College of Insurance and Social Protection. African leaders are being urged to empower their local manufacturers with the needed investments and infrastructure to transform and industrialize the continent. Now, according to Executive Director of the African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP, Bemboache, most African leaders have failed to create the congenial environment for their indigenous businesses, hence unable to compete favorably under the after speaking to Joy Business at the two of the Future Energy Conference, Mr. Bwachi called for a concerted effort to change the narrative.
We lack that boldness, the leadership, to detail out some of the specifics that links us into the manufacturing and industrialization. You know, in some countries, you hear the leaders claiming that we are industrialized, but the data actually shows that we are deindustrializing. We are not in a state where you can even compare to the areas of economies of our world, where we now even have a more diverse industries. But the boldness and output actually shows that we are deindustrializing. So we need leaders to come to that realization and begin to empower our people and provide the needed infrastructure and backbone for such industrialization to actually happen. And unfortunately, that is a key ingredient that is missing. The leadership will actually appreciate what we need to do and build a consistent roadmap that helps all of us to actually develop and advance our economies.
Executive Director of the African Center for Energy Policy, Ben Bwachi, there. You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Basket weavers in the Upper East region are calling for some support to make the trade attractive as they celebrate this year's annual Bolgatanga International Craft and Arts Festival. On today's Business Journal, Eben Sabute has been engaging some of them, looking at how their businesses have been impacted based on their livelihoods. Here's more in this report.
Champagne for my pain, I stay in my lane. The hidden treasure of the Upper East region is still yet to be tapped, despite the potential it holds in generating more foreign exchange to the country. The arts and craft business is a thriving sector, but with little government attention or support in order to make it the gold mine for the people. The Bolgatanga Craft Village built in the 80s is begging for renovation as it continues to serve as a market for many small-scale businesses in the sector. The celebration of the annual Bolgatanga International Craft and Art Fair, BICAF, has come at a good time to highlight the potential in the basket and craft industry as well as the culture of the people.
This BICAF, we really will organize for it. Then you send your products there. You meet outside people. Then they'll come and then, but you make networks.
When I joined the BICAF, it helped me. At first, I always spend my money anyhow. But through BICAF, they trained me how to keep my money.
Under the theme driving the economic transformation agenda of the Upper East region in the post-COVID era, through arts and crafts, this year's edition promises to elevate the conversation on the industry from just providing livelihood to the people to positioning the region as the beacon of hope for small-scale businesses in Ghana. Municipal Chief Executive for the Bolgatanga Municipal Assembly, Rex Asanga, has this message for investors and businesses that will take advantage of such platforms.
When the name Bolgatanga is mentioned, everybody's mind is on the Bolga basket. That's the first thing. And then there's the smokes as well. When I'm welcoming you, I'm also telling you about the Bolga basket, which has become an international craft, piece of craft that we are trying to market.
Organizers of the event, Trade Aid Integrated, use the initiative to project the positive side of the industry as the main employment source and income earner for the region apart from farming. Director for Trade Aid, Nicholas Apuker, has this to say.
We felt that we should be able to support the industry to sustain it so that it continues to provide livelihoods for the people.
The exhibitors are calling for more support to sustain the program and make it a flagship selling point for the region.
Government can do a lot for the basket industry. When you look at this, our baskets, it brings a lot of revenue to the country. When they are exporting it, they pay tax. And when government look into these things that we are doing, I think it will help us.
The government will help us.